So the next verse from Gajendra Prayers, 8th canto, 3rd chapter, 19th verse.
Yam dharma
kamartha
vimukti kama
bhajanta
ishtam
gatimapnuvanti
kim
cha shisho
rati api
deham avyayam
karotume
adabra
dayo
Yam dharma kamat vimukti kama
Kim cha shishorati api deham avyayam
Karotume adabra dayo vimokshanam
Yam dharma kamartha vimukti kama bhajantam ishtam gatimapnuvanti kim cha shishorati api deham avyayam karotume adabra dayo vimokshanam
Yam dharma kamartha vimukti kama bhajantam ishtam gatimapnuvanti kim cha shishorati api deham avyayam karotume adabra dayo vimokshanam Yam dharma kamartha vimukti kama bhajanta ishtam gatimapnuvanti kim cha shishorati api deham avyayam karotume adabra dayo vimokshanam
After worshipping,
the Supreme Personality of Godhead,
those who are
interested
in the four principles
of religion,
economic development,
sense gratification,
and liberation,
obtain from him,
what they desire.
What then?
Is to be said.
Of other benedictions.
Indeed.
Sometimes.
The Lord.
Gives us.
Spiritual body.
To such ambitious worshippers.
May that Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Who is unlimitedly merciful.
Bestow upon me.
The benediction.
Of liberation.
From this present danger.
From the materialistic way of life. So here he is saying the Lord is unlimitedly merciful. Now, just imagine, all of we are living because of what? All of us are living, isn't it?
Yes.
We are able to live because of?
Oxygen.
Yes, oxygen. Right? What if oxygen was not there? So we breathe in oxygen, we breathe out carbon dioxide, isn't it? So now suppose if the Lord does like this, only those who chant the names of only those
who come to the temple, and only those who chant the names of Krishna, or only those who chant the names of God, and read Bhagavad Gita and do all the things, only for them I will give oxygen. And the ones who are just wasting time doing the WhatsApp and Facebook and the TV and all these things, and just playing the whole day, suppose the God doesn't give the oxygen to them, does he do like that?
No, he's
so merciful, isn't it? Even if we don't thank him, you know why we sit down like this and tell all this? Because we thank him. See, children, you all are so blessed. Each of you have such nice parents, isn't it? Your parents are very good to you, right? Because of them, everything is taken care for you, right? Right from morning, whatever needs you have, up to night. Your school needs, your home needs, whatever you want. Now, Diwali came, everything they bought for. Everything your parents give you, isn't it? So, and who has given you these parents?
God, right?
God is a supreme parent. He has given you such nice parents, such nice friends, such nice sisters, brothers, isn't it? Everything the Lord has given. So, how can we thank Him? Now, suppose it is one of your birthday. So, suppose these two boys' birthday is there. So, you go and give him a gift. So, even when your birthday is there, he'll come and give you a gift, isn't it? Or will he say, no, I'm not going to give gift on your birthday. You exchange gifts, isn't it? Like that, the Lord is giving us so many things. So, how can we exchange? By chanting. When we chant the names of God every day, we become grateful to the Lord. The spelling is G-R-A-T-E-F-U-L. Do you know what is the meaning of grateful? G-R-A-T-E-F-U-L. Okay? The ones who do not chant the names of God, they are grateful. That is G-R-E-A-T-F-O-O-L, fool. You understood what I am telling?
Yes.
The ones who chant the names of God, the ones who sing bhajans, and ones who one who recites all these prayers, they are grateful to God, and who do not do all these things, they are a great fool. Okay, so that is the meaning of this verse.